How fishing changes fish. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. The northern cod, fished off the coast of Newfoundland, used to be one of the most commercially productive fish stocks in the world. But in the 1990s, the population plummeted, making the species virtually worthless commercially. According to Ulf Diekmann of the International Institute for Applied Systems Analysis in Laxenburg, Austria, the collapse wasn't due just to the numbers of fish taken. Overfishing had already caused disastrous genetic changes in the fish years before. He says fishing tends to remove large fish, so exploited stocks like the northern cod are pressured to mature earlier and stay small.
It reduces greatly the yield we can extract from these stocks. It exposes these stocks to a greater vulnerability to environmental fluctuations, and it is very difficult and very slow to revert.
Diekmann says one solution is to greatly reduce the overall number of fish caught.
In addition, there are more targeted measures, like protecting size ranges of fish, in particular the size range during which fish mature, that would help to remove the selection pressures.
Both are strategies fisheries managers may have to consider to prevent the collapse of other commercially important species. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.